Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Your reaction to the White Sox as they announce Will Venable as their next manager.
He's got a great reputation. He comes to the Sox with excellent credentials. Not sure how that translates into wins or losses or the impact a manager can have, but they at least are bringing somebody into the organization that people of some accomplishments, people of stature in the game will vouch for. This is somebody who worked for Joe Maddon. He also sat next to Alex Cora. His previous job, he's coming from the Sox, from the Rangers, because he was Bruce Bochy's associate manager. He was brought into the Cubs organization back in 2017 after a playing career because Theo Epstein thought there was something about his personality worth exploring. That's pretty good company to keep. Those are great references on a baseball resume. So I think there's something to be excited about. He's a former Princeton basketball player. He also played in the majors. He's multi-talented. We'll see how he handles the stage. We'll see how he is behind the microphone. He's going to have to talk every day and be the White Sox spokesperson on a regular basis through some very difficult times. But he knows the drill. His dad was a baseball player at the major league level. His brother is a former Bear. Played in 2011 as a defensive back. So there are a lot of things about Will Venable that are interesting, kind of compelling, and make you want to know more about him. Looking forward to getting to know him better and learn more about what he has to stand for, or what he has to say about his plan for making the White Sox into something you can be proud of again, because it's been a while. So I think they got a guy that makes you want to know more about him, and I think that of the people they were looking at, that was one of the names, if they were going to hire somebody without any experience, that was one of the names that was most intriguing.
Well said, David. I think he checked all the boxes that Chris Getz had laid out for us when told us what he was looking for in the next skipper, and they could have done a whole heck of a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped up about it. I think it's great. I really do. I think that you get a guy that other people coveted in baseball, and you get a guy that has great credentials. He's a young guy. He's only 42. And he and Chris Getz can maybe pull off the partnership that he talked about. You know, they did a pretty good job of hiring a pitching game coordinator. And there's some of the things that Getz has done that you kind of like. Maybe not the trade he made at the deadline, but I think that they may have made a good hire here. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. I really am. I want to know why he wanted the White Sox job as opposed to other offers he may have had, or how he views this team, how long he believes it'll take to win with this group. There's just a lot of questions I have about how we measure success and how we measure his accomplishment. I mean, I don't think they're going to be the worst team in baseball history next year. So that's good. That's a step forward. But I mean, this you think about the decline, you know, you went basically from a 500 team to having last year happen. It's a pretty steep decline. I don't know that the road back to respectability can be as steep. I think that it's more difficult to win than to lose. Let's put it that way. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to his thoughts and what he has to say. And hopefully change is always interesting. And he's the 44th manager in White Sox history. So congratulations.
And I wonder if they'll introduce him tomorrow. It's an off day in the World Series. You can do that, but I wonder if they'll do that or wait till next week.
I think MLB, it's up to them, right? They have to give permission, so mm-hmm. Who knows? All right, we got Joe O next. We'll get right to that. It is Mully and Haw on the Score.